So I said yesterday that I would talk about my Taiwanese buddy who's singing. Now, this goes back. I've been in Taiwan 12 years, and almost right away, I met this family. I was teaching one of the kids when I think he was 11, and soon got acquainted with a family. He had a younger brother that was a little bit stocky, funny, strong. A little quirky. You know, the quirky, earthy people are often the smarter ones. Anyhow, they're all grown up and out of high school. The older brother, the 11-year-old that I started teaching, was he recently graduated from college, and his younger brother is taking time off to work with the family business before he does go to college. And we've been talking, and last night I just randomly decided to stop by. And well, it, but no, if you've read the From Asia with Love series, fromasiawithlove.net, or if you've gotten the books from Amazon, if you know that series, then we're talking about Sean and John. So I went to see Sean. So he's doing, oh yeah, I've got a book series about life in Asia and how, I mean, things start and I keep going, and so things go somewhere. A lot of people get frustrated and they quit because things are bad. I don't do that. I keep going. And so something that I see, you know, once on the street, I'll go back to 10 years later and something still continues and happens with me and with that thing. And it only happens because I don't quit. I don't quit. I don't run away. I'm not addicted to things constantly shifting and whipping around like waves in the ocean, and you know, where nothing is stable. I'm not addicted to staying in the same place either, but I don't quit. If I move on, it's not because I quit. And I don't burn bridges. I'm nice to people that are mean to me. I'm honest with them. I'll tell them they're stupid. I'll tell them that they're bad. I won't lie to them so that they're not burdened by their own rightfully guilty consciences. But I will be charitable. I say, no, what you're doing is wrong, and it's not good. But you know, history has its purposes. God works through people, even our mistakes, and I'm cool with it. I'm not angry about it. So, you know, I'll tell people that. It's funny. 2 years ago, I had a landlord that got mad and kicked me out, and I cleaned the place up really nice. She was really happy. And later on, I met him on the street, and we're great friends. She kicked me out for no reason. She knew she had no reason. She just got mad. And in the end, God just wanted me to move on to someplace awesome, and there I was. All right. Okay. So that's what my life is. And I've known these guys for 12 years. So yesterday I went to talk to the younger brother, Sean, in the book series. And he told me that he's been taking singing vocal lessons and that he actually seriously wants to look at singing. So he's working with a professional, it's a pub band singer. Like he's a local professional musician and he does classes. And he's been taking lessons from the guy for a month. And I told him what I know. You know, it's interesting. It's really interesting. Asian singers singing English songs, either songs that they write or they're covering someone's song, because they'll write songs in English. They'll probably have an American edit them or something. But their enunciation has difficulty. Well, I'm helping my buddy with enunciation. Yeah. Yeah, I'm helping him know how to pronounce the words. Well, you know, it's a little bit tricky, but see, you know, I'm the guy that can teach anything. I got a kid rolling his R's. You know, that's hard for the Chinese to do. Americans can do it even though we don't have a rolled R in our language, but we can roll our R's. So if you can roll your R, your English pronunciation will naturally be better. But it's difficult to teach. But I taught a guy to do it in about 30 seconds the other night. And like I said before, one kid, I taught him to swim in 2.5 hours. In 2 hours, he was swimming. It was 4 sessions, 30 minutes each. Yup. So you know, I'm the teacher par excellence. I can't teach mastery in a short time, but I can get people up on their feet and going. And so it was a delight. I, you know, this kid is learning to sing. and he's Taiwanese, and I'm able to be useful with his English. It's absolutely wonderful. It was wonderful. I don't know, art. Art is a thing. You know, art and music really moves people a lot. And one of the questions that I'm always wrestling with is, should I focus on my own artwork, or should I focus on trying to create systems to support other people who are focusing on their artwork? And usually my life takes me in both directions. Sometimes I'm doing the artwork, other times I'm creating the systems to support the artwork. For example, the 365, my devotional, it's called Watch, Stand, Pray 365. It has 365 devotional reads. Each one has exactly 365 words. And when I wrote that, I wrote it using an editor that I created myself as a website. So I don't know why I'm sharing all this in particular, other than that this is just what I'm doing over in Taiwan. You know, while I'm over here, I've got to have something constructive to do with my time. And so I'm not just sitting around, watching movies, getting fat, going and getting drunk. I'm not about that. I'm always trying to make the world a better place. And so while I'm being productive with computer code, while I'm creating things, I'm also creating stuff that helps Taiwanese. So I wrote this song for Taiwan. I've copywritten it, copyrighted? Is that the correct? I don't know, George. Go look it up and get back to me. All right. The official Podcast Observer has to send him on an errand. Hopefully, he won't be back before the podcast ends. The constant interruptions. We can talk about him now since he's not here. But one of the interesting things about this buddy getting into singing is that I've written a song for Taiwan. It's in English, it's in Chinese, and it's called Taiwan. And I just need to bang out the basic piano support part. It really could use some good producing from a proper producer, but it needs a support piano part. I'm planning on performing it and putting it on YouTube. We'll see how that goes. I don't know. You know, I guess the takeaway from today would be, you know, I look back at my life and I've always tried to put myself in interesting situations or stay in interesting situations once I'm in them, where I can produce and create and learn and help. So I want a very efficient, potent mix of me learning and improving, et cetera, and me being useful to others. I'm not here to be the grand helper of everybody else, but I want others to be glad that I'm around. You know, I want to be useful and helpful for my part as I deal with those others. And also where it's a good challenge. I mean, I want it very, very efficient, very, very potent. And, extraordinary or different or unusual is always great. People don't read stories about the mundane, unless the mundane, well, the Seinfeld series was the mundane parts of life that makes everybody think that they're not normal. The parts that we rarely catch on camera. They say that Seinfeld was a show about nothing. I think it was a show about everyone. See you tomorrow.